Nath, it was announced over the weekend that Mona FOMA, Mona's Festival of Music and Art, will go ahead in both Launceston and, get this, Hobart in 2021. To chat to us a little bit more about it, please welcome to the show the Mona FOMA curator, Brian Ritchie.
Brian.
Wow, you have a good crowd there.
Yes.
I hope
just
we
for
get
you,
crowds
Brian.
Like that for Mona FOMA.
Yeah, you know what? We pay them extra. They just come in and sit every time Brian Ritchie comes in. We just get them to clap, which has been the first time. So,
all right, you can all leave. Get out of here. We're going to chat to Brian. Brian, mate, you must be stoked that this is going ahead.
Well, it was pretty. We were walking on thin ice for a long time, deciding whether or not we can go forward. But in Tasmania, seems to have a pretty good handle on things, and Premier and the state government, health officials have done a good job. So we're going to go forward with optimism.
So, Brian, this is going to go ahead regardless of whether, I mean, look, the borders do look like they're opening, whether it be, you know, sooner with some states, maybe potentially opening up to everyone on December 1st. But this will go ahead even if that doesn't happen, just for Tasmanians?
Yes, that's right. We made the decision that this is the year we have to go local. Tasmanian artists, musicians, they haven't had much work lately, so we want to spur on that part of the arts climate, just get people working again, not to mention arts workers and the technicians and all the other behind the scenes people that put on a festival. They've been sitting around with nothing to do, so it's going to be good for a lot of people. And then of course the public has been, well, they've been bereft of live entertainment. You know, there have been a few things popping up here and there, but this will be the first big event.
Brian, can you give us an insight into what kind of things we can expect from Mona FOMA next year, both in Lonnie and Hobart?
Well, because of COVID restrictions, we won't be able to have a festival hub like we have had in previous years, where large groups of people are expected to gather. So we'll be spreading it out among a lot of different smaller venues, a lot of them outdoors, and some indoors, but with limited capacity. Some of the performances will be happening multiple times as a result, in order that everybody can see it. A wide range of different things, everything from theater to opera to good old rock and roll music and art installations, dance performance, literary performances. So we've got a, you know, pretty big program planned. Almost all Tasmanian artists.
Wow, this is good. Yeah, all local produce. I love it.
Are you excited, Brian? I mean, I think when did you move to Tassie? Was it 2006, 2007? Are you excited to be working with all Tasmanian artists?
Well, we always have a significant percentage of Tasmanian artists anyway. Like last year, it was about 61% of the performers were Tasmanian. So that's always been good for the Tasmanian artists. But in this case, they're really going to shine because they won't be overshadowed by international touring bands, for example.
Yeah. Brian, as the Mona FOMA curator, are you expected to get around to every single act, see every single piece of art and every single performance? Do you need to beat every single one? And if so, is that even possible?
Well, this year it won't be possible, but most years I do endeavor to see everything, even if it's just a popping in for 5 minutes. This year, I'll try to do that as well. We'll stagger the event so that people will be able to go from one to the other. And as I said, many of them will be happening multiple times, so people will be able to choose which one they attend and create their own, essentially create their own itinerary.
Brian, were you encouraging people to travel from Hobart to Launceston, or is it the idea that people in Hobart are staying in Hobart, people in Lonnie are staying in Lonnie, or would you love to see, I guess, travel throughout the state?
Well, some of that depends on what conditions are in place at that time. You know, like if it's still clear and safe, we do have unique things happening in Hobart, unique things happening in Launceston. So there will be good reasons to travel if that's possible and sensible.
Brian, last year we had the guy who won the plane trip from the mainland and to bring 150 friends to Mona FOMA in Launceston. Now, obviously, I don't think that's going to be happening this year, but have you thought about some sort of alternative, like winning a bus trip for you and 60 friends to drive to Launceston?
You know what? That's a pretty good idea. I'll mention it to our comms team. Yeah.
Oh, Bring me on board, Brian. Bring me on board. Oh, what's that? Our people are back. What is that? Another round? Oh, God.
They're all back.
Another round of applause. You're supposed to just clap for Brian. Brian Ritchie, we're very excited for this, mate. We are so stoked that it's going to be coming back next year. Mona Foma, Launceston and Hobart, you are the Mona Foma curator. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We appreciate your time.
I'm sure I'll be talking to you again.
Want more Jimmy and Nate? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.